A lot of Canadians were frustrated or angry as the CRA backtracked on Bear Trust tax filing requirements at the very last minute this year. We'll talk about that. DJT, Trump Media and Technology Group, is down around 25% in trading today after the company says it lost over $58 million in 2023. Walt Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, they've called a truce, ending their legal battle and potentially paving the way for some new developments in the Sunshine State. And BCE, they raise a few eyebrows with some hefty bonuses for top executives, despite both missing targets and announcing thousands of job cuts. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. Let's get started with today's top stories. Quite coincidentally, I was chatting with my accountant on Thursday this past week, and in roughly 25 years or so that I've been working with his family firm, I have never seen him anywhere near as being as upset as he was during the call that we had. After literally months of work, the past week, he said, was pretty much his entire days were spent scrambling to complete the new CRA requirements for Bear Trust reporting that were implemented this year. Just as the bell was about to ring on that, the government threw their both accountants and taxpayers under the bus. Under new tax accounting rules, Bear Trusts, which are often used in simple family and commercial transactions, they were on the hook to file a T3 return for 2023. Then, unbelievably here, literally at the deadline, the CRA did a 180. They announced that the Bear Trust taxes didn't, in fact, need to be filed after all. Now, Jeffrey Turner, he's a Toronto tax lawyer. He says the decision to exempt Bear Trust from filing is sensible, but its late announcement has left many Canadians frustrated and out of pocket. And this whole gong show, it traces back to the 2018 budget, which had provisions aimed at tax evasion. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. But a lot of people felt that attacking Bear Trusts was, you know, not a great way to go. It was overkill, according to a lot of experts who they say it did more harm than help in the grand scheme of things. One accounting professional who is keeping a clear head, John Oakley from the Chartered Professional Accountants of Canada, he actually praised the CRA's last-minute decision. He counts it as a victory against red tape. And he says that the agency could have pushed through with the new tax law, but instead the tax agency used its administrative powers to waive the tax filing requirement entirely for Bear Trusts for the 2023 tax year. So who knows where this is going to go from here? Will this be sort of, will the whole issue be shelved? Will it be a one-year extension to allow everybody to figure it out, do it right next time? I say that hopefully this is going to serve as somewhat of a catalyst for better guidance and collaboration between the CRA and the Department of Finance, make things a little bit more fair for the taxpayer, which really was lacking in this case here. I'm crossing my fingers on this, but I'm certainly not holding my breath. Trump Media and Technology Group took a pretty sharp decline in its share price this morning. The shares were dropped about 25% on the market opening. And this follows the announcement of a net loss of $58.2 million for the year 2023. And that is against revenue of only $4.1 million. Now, of course, despite the downturn, the company's market value remained at over $6.8 billion as reported in its SEC filing. Substantial portion of the loss was attributed to interest expenses, and those amounted to around $39.4 million. Now, the stark contrast here between this year's financial performance and last year's performance, which showed net profit of $50.5 million, with total revenue of only $1.4 million, it really puts a focus on the company's current financial challenges. By the end of 2023, Trump Media reported having only $2.7 million in cash. That could definitely signal potential ongoing financial difficulties. There's not a lot of money to have sitting in cash for a company of this nature here. In a filing, the company said TMTG expects to incur operating losses for the foreseeable future. Now, this is a bit unique here in this case, the involvement of Donald Trump, who owns 57.3% of the company's shares. So his share would be around $4 billion at this valuation. This is seen as both a unique strength, obviously, but also a potential risk. And his ownership stake, the possibility of acquiring an additional 36 million shares based on future stock performance benchmarks underscore his significant influence over the company. The relationship has attracted the attention and investment of Trump's political supporters, who have contributed to the company's high valuation. Despite its financial losses, its rather lackluster financial performance. But Trump Media's recent filing also highlighted concerns regarding material weaknesses in its internal control over financial reporting, which persists into the current fiscal year. So the filing here, it also cautions Trump Media may face greater risks compared to other social media platforms due to its very specific focus and the former president's direct involvement, including potential backlash from users, advertisers, and of course, legal challenges. Looking for a balanced investment option that can help you grow your money and provide you cash flow? Well, check out the BMO Balanced ETF, which is a fund that invests in other BMO ETFs that cover global stocks and bonds. The BMO Balanced ETF, it adjusts its portfolio every quarter to keep the right mix of assets. So you get access to a wide range of BMO ETFs to track different markets, different sectors, and you only pay one low management fee. The BMO Balanced ETF is ideal for investors who want a mix of growth and income with exposure to diversified and indexed BMO ETFs. It's managed by BMO Global Asset Management, a trusted name in the industry. Do not miss this opportunity to invest in the BMO Balanced ETF today. Visit BMOETFs.com today and find out more. Also, before we jump into the next news segment, I would like to thank our good friends and supporter of today's episode over at Addy, which is a company that is absolutely changing the game for real estate investing. Until now, investing in real estate has been an asset for the rich, you might say, requiring big down payments, the headache of managing crappy tenants if you're a landlord. Well, Addy is here to change that. As the largest real estate crowdfunding platform in Canada, you can own fractional shares of real estate projects right in your own city with as little as $1, yes, $1. On their extremely modern and easy to use app, you can view the projects that are available for investment now. You can get exposure to the real estate game with a dollar amount that you feel comfortable with. Fair warning here, when these new projects drop, they sell out quickly, and rightly so, as Addy boasts now $800 million in total asset value, and they provided investors with capital appreciation and distributions that weren't possible until now. You can start to build your own little portfolio of real estate projects in the Addyverse, and you can try them out completely free by clicking our link in the description or visiting addyinvest.ca. Addy is now available to all provinces and territories. You can use our code BEAVIS50, that's BEAVIS50, to get 50% off your Addy One membership. Walt Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, thankfully, they've called a truce in their longstanding legal battle. So after these years of legal disputes, they've had public disagreements. The two parties have agreed to a settlement that promises to turn a new leaf in their otherwise rocky relationship to this point. The heart of the conflict, that began when Disney publicly opposed, you know, what critics are calling the Don't Say Gay law that sparked a fiery exchange between Disney and DeSantis. The governor retaliated, and what he did was he dismantled Disney's special privileges within the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. And that's a move that didn't that Disney took offense to, led to numerous lawsuits going back and forth. But both parties have decided that it's time to lay down the arms in this battle here. DeSantis, he put a positive spin on the whole thing. He said, "Everything we've done has been in the best interest of the state of Florida. I'm glad that they were able to do that settlement." So this agreement, it involves Disney dropping its lawsuit against the special taxed district over public records, and both parties will be withdrawing from all statewide litigation against each other. And the resolution, it not only marks the end of this very high profile feud, but it also sets the stage for Disney to potentially enhance its business developments in Florida. In a move that raised quite a few eyebrows and stirred up more than a few conversations, BCE, they've dished out millions of dollars in bonuses to its top brass. And this comes even as it missed the mark on its 2023 financials. So a BCE CEO, Mirko Bibic, he is pocketing $2.96 million in a bonus as part of a $13.4 million compensation package for the year. His bonus did see a slight dip from the $3.09 million he made last year. Still not a bad deal, I would say, if you can get it. Also, Wade Oosterman, he is the retiring president of Bell Media. He wasn't forgotten. He has secured a $1.08 million bonus with his overall $4.87 million farewell package. And it doesn't stop there. Three other executives enjoyed bonuses ranging from $853,000 to $470 to $923,400. Now, this all unfolds against this backdrop of BCE announcing 4,800 job cuts due to economic challenges, to the challenging regulatory landscapes that they're facing today. But despite these cuts, despite slowing its dividend growth to 3.1% increase in 2024. BCE insists that its executive compensation strategy is all about attracting and retaining the top talent. Spokesperson Ellen Murphy, she says, BCE's compensation policy is focused on attracting and retaining the best leadership talent and is based on market rates, experience, scope of responsibilities, and internal equity. Ms. Murphy, she also says that the pay reflects the company's performance, aligns the strategic goals and ESG objectives, even as they do acknowledge that they missed three financial benchmarks for the bonuses. Mr. Bibic's compensation, interestingly, actually increased $500,000 to address market competitiveness, with his stock award rising to $8 million. Now, despite these numbers, his total reported compensation actually dropped by about $160,000 thanks to a decrease in the estimated value of his pension. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pulse newsletter, where you can weigh in on the weekly poll. That's always interesting to see the results there. That goes out every weekend. Also, if you haven't already been to our Investing Academy website, you can visit that by clicking a link in the description of this video here. Thanks very much for watching. I'll see you on Wednesday.